Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tim Totarai of Plotline Leadership. Tim, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do was read a little bit more about Tim so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Tim is not your usual HR guy. He is a TEDx speaker, a certified career coach, and the author of several books, including The HR Guide to Getting and Crushing Your Dream Job and The Introvert's Guide to Job Hunting. As a project-focused, no-fluff CHRO, he craves practical solutions and tangible results. He helps professionals rise to their full potential and live by the mantra, learn, teach, rinse, and repeat. Tim, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love how that rhymes as well, too. Or if I don't know, I just made it sound like that. But I wanted to rewind a little bit, hear a little bit more about how you got started and what led you to kind of start your business.
Sure. Well, I've always been a teacher at heart. I taught college for a while. I taught martial arts. And in every job I've ever had, I've always had that opportunity to teach folks and actually learn from them as well. And so when I wanted to get into career management after being in HR for a long time, Plotline Leadership just gave me the opportunity to spark those light bulb moments that I've seen in so many of those settings. And it just really got me psyched. You know, the one thing that I realized, though, is that if you're going to get into career coaching in sort of any format, it's a pretty crowded market. And so you really have to be distinct and stand out. And I think, you know, for me, that comes from having a unique perspective, a unique approach on how to go about coaching folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, I don't know if you find the exact same thing when you, first of all, I think the teaching background is huge, especially in this day and age, because a lot of times people want to know, they want to be informed. So I think it seems like teachers or teachers at heart often have a really great advantage in most industries. And I think, as you said, like the more experiences you have, seems like you are able to look at things in a unique way and be able to provide, you know, innovative, creative solutions to problems sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spent some, you know, a good 20 years in HR with a lot of emphasis on learning and development and talent management. So I coached a lot of people in various settings, but I also had the unique opportunity to hire in a lot of coaches. And so I got to experiment and see different types of approaches, what worked, what didn't. And ultimately, that kind of informed how I approached things and really came down to blending that coaching, consulting, project management model to get, you know, a little bit outside of the typical counselor approach and really focus on how do I make people help them kind of move their goals in a quicker pace. And that's what it gets me really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of sounds like you have kind of different, I guess you have a tool belt and different tools that you can use. And from the experience, you're able to kind of see what has worked and worked best, but also probably see multiple ways and you kind of use multiple tools in a different way to kind of get to that ultimate goal.
Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 So I know you touched on it a little bit and I did as well too. Could you take us through, I guess, some of the ways you help support the clients you work with and some of those ways that they get started?
Sure. So I do have a couple of books, as you mentioned, and I like to get those in folks' hands quickly because sometimes they don't need a full-blown coaching session. And I'm all about sort of optimizing people's time and really caring for their wallet as well. So if they can solve an issue going through some steps that I've outlined in a book, that's great. If they need more work, then we'll certainly do that. But really, between your books, the assessments, and then sort of face-to-face coaching or through phone coaching, that always helps. But really, my goal is to help transform people from being good to being exceptional. And I call that sort of being nod-worthy. And what I mean by that is when you're in a talent review setting within an organization or you're looking for an opportunity, your name comes up. And it's the reaction of the people in the room when your name is mentioned. And for really exceptional people, they just nod and go, yep, he or she is ready for the next thing. Let's move. If you're good, Well, then there's this pause point and there's a discussion. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but if you can work to either remove the derailers in your career that hold you back and then learn to maximize your personal X factor, you can get rid of that whole pause point and just be a nod person. And then boom, you get, that person's great. Let's move on. And that's what really gets me excited about taking somebody from, you know, a level of being really good to being exceptional.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I don't know if you find this with the people that you worked with, that sometimes you have to, I guess, like we were talking about with the tools and the way you can use different tools in different ways. I feel like it also works internally for us as well, too, where sometimes if you're not on the right lane, you may not be able to be your best self and be exceptional. So sometimes you have to do that work to find that out. And then you're able to kind of start to be that exceptional person for yourself and also in those rooms.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's just a quick fix that the person's honest with you. You know, we have that experience. We have spinach in your teeth and nobody wants to tell you. Right. Well, a good coach will call that out, right? And don't let you go on stage with that happening. Somebody else will whisper in your ear and say, you know, you may not have known this before, but you're fantastic at this. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what people need to realize, is that feedback is very, very quick. It's to the point, not a lot of fluff. And then you can make a really big difference in someone's life in a very short amount of time. And then you just put the work in to make sure that it sticks.
Yeah. And I'm glad you definitely, you know, broke that down. And I think so many times, I know I've done this myself, where sometimes you'll hear that feedback, and then because maybe it's something that you're naturally good, or is a gift, or however you kind of want to phrase it, sometimes you'll minimize it or see it as not something that is valuable, but in reality, you should be stepping more into that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce, or it could be like X factor that you kind of reference as well too, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
Sure. You know, a lot of coaches will say that they coach the whole person. And I think that's really important. I think what's different about me is that I take a very practical, focused approach to achieving results. And so there are a lot of life coaches out there, and they're going to deal with some things around your emotions and all that's important. But usually the folks who have come to me are seeking some very practical movement to a specific goal. So I can really help accelerate that path. And part of that comes from blending not only coaching, but some very targeted consulting with it as well. So there's a distinct difference between somebody who's a mentor and somebody who's a coach, right? A mentor has done your job specifically and is giving you content knowledge, and a coach really is guiding you through the process of, you know, chasing a goal. Well, there's a sweet spot in between where if you have leadership ability, if you have your talent management, if you have your kind of core subject matter expertise and giving that, that is like the leather bucket seats to the approach. And so that's where I set myself apart, is by making sure that you can call out when you go away from coaching, but offering that extra insight and value to folks that can help expedite their path to success. And that's what I typically do. At the same time, it's really important to make sure that you do stay in your lane. And if somebody needs something that is outside of your expertise, whether it's, you know, counseling or psychological help or whatever it is, that you refer them to the right place. And so you always want to maintain your guardrails around that. But hey, if you can give extra, you know, give that extra, and that's something that people usually don't expect.
Yeah. And it's definitely a huge thing, because I think so many times that, you know, when we're trying to get to another level or trying to get a job or whatever that might be, or get a, you know, different job within our job as well too, we sometimes just see that goal. We don't necessarily sometimes know what we need, and to be able to have and speak to you from, of course, like you said, a consulting standpoint, but also from a coaching standpoint, it sounds like you're able to kind of, I guess, be on that balance beam and provide the right information to help them to get there without them knowing if they definitely need a coach or they need a consultant, kind of a blend of both.
Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So it could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So for me, it's really a habit. I know everybody can't be a morning person, but I really rely on sort of what I call my 5 a.m. actions. So when I'm one of those annoying people, I jump out of bed and ready for the day, right? So I like to do that. And then I work out. So not perfect, not all the time, but most days I'm doing some sort of exercise. And the reason is not only for the health benefits, but it fills you with energy. And then when you're filled with energy, I'm at my most creative in the morning. So then I can sit down right after that and begin to do some writing. And even if it's only 30 minutes, 45 minutes, over the course of a year, that can add up into a big project, whether that's a book or anything that I'm working on. That big buck at a time happens. And then that leads you to success throughout the day. So I end up showing up earlier than most folks. I can move strategic items when people are, you know, searching for the coffee. Mm-hmm. And then most importantly for me is it sets me up for an early exit. So my family is incredibly important to me. So if I'm not traveling or you have a key meeting, I try to be home for dinner. And that's really hard to do in today's pace. And you can only get that if you set yourself up early in the morning. So my 5 a.m. actions are my hack, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. And I love how you mentioned like how people are sometimes looking for their coffee at a certain time. And I think that it allows you to, you know, we all have the same 24 hours and it doesn't matter kind of the amount that you have is how you use it and how you leverage it. And to be very diligent, especially in the morning, I think it creates a certain amount of momentum as well too, so that you start to be able to knock down projects and tackle goals sometimes when people are searching for your coffee, as you said.
Exactly.
Awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And that is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice. It could be around HR or leadership or any of the amazing content that you've created, or it might even be something you might tell a younger business self.
So when I think about success and how people chase it, for me, there's three things that are just really important for folks to have. And that is perspective, persistence, and creativity. And, you know, we all chase different things, but I think one of the most important pieces is you have to really be able to envision your goal before you start anything. You have to understand what's possible. And then once you do, you have to be able to, you know, really willing to work incredibly hard to achieve that. But as you work and you begin that process, you also have to be flexible and creative enough to develop workarounds. So not all of us have, you know, the same circumstance, the same start, the same talents, but you know, if we're creative in our approach, we can get around any obstacle. We can really, you know, chase what we need to do. So I think if you keep those three things in mind, you'll be able to achieve the goals that you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that being broken down, especially, you know, that obviously perspective is important because you want to make sure that you're going the right way and going where you want to go. But I think the persistent thing and to be even persistently, you know, and creative as well too, is like being able to continue to kind of work for, because the biggest thing that I think I learned from reading and hearing about successful people is that they just don't quit. Sometimes you think that they don't make mistakes or they didn't have any roadblocks, but in reality, they just were more persistent. And then they found those ways to get around whatever roadblock might've existed.
Absolutely. Some folks get discouraged when, you know, they can't do something well, or there's a way around it. You can pick up a different skill that supplements that or complements what you do, and that can help. So, you know, you're not a great speaker because there's always the stories of somebody who's dyslexic. Well, you can learn to tell stories and shine on stage. So there is no thing that can stop you if you have the right attitude and chase those workarounds.
Yeah. And I appreciate you for talking about that being given that example, because I think so many times that we think that, you know, who we are and everything that we have is all that we can be. But in reality, sometimes we can go back and sharpen the saw, work on speaking or work on a certain skill. And that can let us to get to exactly where we want to be. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Tim, what does being a CEO mean to you?
So I think if you're a CEO, if you're in any sort of leadership position, what you have to remember is that while everything is on you, it's not all about you. So the buck stops with you, but really it's not all about you. And I think that a good leader in any capacity will always give more than he or she takes. And when you do that, you'll always have more than you need. And I think part of that comes back to where we started with, you know, the best leaders are students, and they're students because, you know, they're always looking to learn. And I think it all boils down to, if you can make yourself and other people better in December than they were in January, you've done tremendous things. And I think that's where real leadership comes from.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I love that definition, that perspective, because it pulls like kind of like the ego out. And I think so many times you kind of have to have a quote unquote ego to start a business or to start anything or anything that might be audacious to some people. But I think at the same time, you have to be and understand that it isn't all about you. It's about, you know, maybe the mission that you have, the people that you have that are working beside you or on your team. And I think that if you understand that, you understand you can kind of tap into other expertises and knowledge and information, then you do become that teacher and you do continue to grow and help people continue to grow as well too.
That's exactly it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for that definition. I truly appreciate it, and I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know, and then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you, get a copy of all your books and all the awesome things you're working on.
Sure. I'm pretty easy to find. I'm the only Tim Todorai on the planet, so you can go to timtodorai.com or Flatline Leadership and find out more about me. I will say that, you know, we broke down the three things around perspective, persistence, and creativity. If I could lead folks with one thing, I think it's you know, perspective is the starting point. You know, that is incredibly important to think through when you begin your path or profession or whatever you want to do. You really want to surround yourself with people who can see further and wider than you can, because you know, you can have your hard work, your talent, your creativity. It's all important, but you have to be able to see the goal. And when you surround yourself with great people, you'll be able to do that. And hopefully, you know, listeners will be able to take that and run.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, Tim. We will definitely have the links and information in the show notes to make it even easier for people to find all the awesome things you're working on. And I truly appreciate you for breaking that down too about the perspective piece, because I think so many times we jump into, you know, getting our hands dirty and rolling up our sleeves, that sometimes we forget that we want to make sure that we are not the smartest person in the room, and we have, you know, different expertises to lean on. And then two, we also make sure that we know where we're going and we have that clear perspective on what we're trying to do.
Indeed. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.